Hi, welcome back to Arrowcode Coffee.
Welcome back. Why do you always say welcome back, by the way?
Because, okay, hello, welcome, first-time listener.
Welcome, first-time listeners and old listeners, I guess.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about your age or... fuck.
See, that's why we just say welcome back.
Yeah, I think it's too complex otherwise. It's just easy to say welcome back, I guess.
Maybe we should have a different catchphrase, though. Like... I'm loaded up on coffee.
No.
Error.
That sounds horrible.
Error code coffee.
I'm pretty sure that if we would start our podcast that way, I think like our few listeners will just abandon immediately. Oh,
they said they like the goofiness, the sounds, the weird things. They like it.
Who said that?
Okay, I said that.
Yeah, exactly. I knew it.
I like to do it though. It's part of my personal. Okay, I'll stop. Welcome back to Arrowcode Coffee.
Welcome back to Arrowcode Coffee.
Today, we'll be talking about a very hot topic.
we will talk about a hot topic, I guess.
It's sizzling.
It's sizzling. It's like fresh from the press. Is that the right sentence, I guess?
It's
fresh from the press?
What? I mean, yes. Fresh from the press, off the press, in the press.
I'm
from, depressed.
From the press, I think. Yes. Anyway, we're going to talk about recent developments in Twitter and Reddit land, I guess.
Mm.
I mean, for Twitter, it's not that recent, but...
Reddit is also not that recent.
Reddit is pretty recent.
Like a week ago.
That's recent. Like, Twitter was from... Like,
by the time they hear this, it's like 3 weeks.
From Twitter, it's like January, but
oh, okay.
I haven't used it in months, so I didn't
Twitter.
I didn't know that it was, you know.
Well, I check Twitter sometimes, and I'm like, why am I here again?
Yeah, exactly. I also check it sometimes, and then I scroll down, and after a while, it will, you know, require you to log in, just like Instagram. And then I'm like, well, I'll close it.
Yep.
And I'm done. I don't want more.
And it's really annoying. Also, like, specifically on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's like...
I really hate those kind of, you know, forcing you to log in. I get it, but it's also just a pain in the ass.
We want your data, sir.
It's like Quora?
Quora, yeah.
That's one of the worst, I think.
Quora.
It's like there's a question and they have an answer for you and then, well.
Did you know?
Is there a plugin?
No.
No.
Well, maybe. No, but did you know? Medium.
Yeah.
The like blogging.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Also does that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's weird.
Listen.
Yeah.
The first five articles are free.
That's
or something.
I was like,
it's super weird.
For me, it felt a bit random. As in, do they say that you have like five articles you can read? Right? So.
Not that I know of.
Like, what I've noticed a lot of times is that I open a Medium post and then I can read it fine. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, well. You know, and yep. Then a while later, I again, and I don't know, I don't count them, I guess. But
yes.
Then suddenly it's locked, and I'm like, why can yes. can I read this?
Yeah,
and
I think,
just, you know, I just close the website and then go on with my life. So
I gotta, you know, I think of like shit pickle.
Yeah, Rick and Morty, is that a
no?
A
shit pickle is from AVGN.
Yeah, AVGN. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah. It's not.
You're not a pickle. I forgot.
Not pickle Rick.
That's a lot of pickles.
Yeah, a lot of pickles in like
a lot of pickles
stupid
in
media.
Yeah, we should talk about pickles. Welcome to Error Pickle.
Error Code Pickle.
Pickle.
Error Code Pickle. But you want to talk about pickles?
No, I want to talk about. Oh my god!
Another hot pickle.
Another hot
people who pickle. Are in a pickle.
Yeah. So just to kind of recap what's been happening. This is it's not that technical, I guess, but. There are a lot of apps that use something called an API, and Twitter and Reddit have one.
Have an app and an API.
No, well, let me try and explain this for like the non-developers among us. I don't know where they are, but you know.
I hear crickets.
There are like apps you use to load Twitter or like tweets or load Reddit, for example. So... I'm not talking about the native apps for Twitter and Reddit.
Third-party apps.
But third-party apps, yeah. So one of the big ones for Twitter is Tweetbot and Twitterific. Those are pretty big ones. I'm talking about iOS apps, by the way.
Of course you are.
Because those, I think they are like the biggest users of those apps, or like of
the API.
API, yeah. But since Elon Musk is, you know, putting his fingers into all the
honey,
the Twitter nonsense,
the jars.
It's not honey, dude. It's just like jars of
putrid pus.
Yeah, it's disgusting. But I mean, he's also disgusting, so that makes sense. But
wow,
what? he's a dick and a racist.
Yeah,
and,
I don't like him either.
A horrible person. So
yeah, true.
But anyway, Twitter or Elon Musk decided that all those apps, they use data from Twitter to retrieve like tweets, for example, or when you tweet from them, it puts data to Twitter. And he decided that, well, you have to pay now to use those functionalities.
It used to be free, right?
It used to be free, yeah. And that's kind of normal that you have to pay for API access a lot of times. But the problem is that Twitter and Reddit right now, they are charging way too much for usage for those types of apps.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason issue that arose, I guess, was for Apollo. That's a Reddit app for iOS. It's I think the biggest, I'm pretty sure it's the biggest Reddit client for iOS.
Mm-hmm.
They were forced to close their app because the API pricing was insane. So Apollo has 7 billion requests per month.
Mm-hmm.
And that would cost the creator of Apollo $1.7 million per month.
Yep.
Or $20 million per year.
Damn.
So those are insane numbers. And just to be clear, like these apps don't normally charge like a monthly fee. And I mean, even then, let's see. He says that the average Apollo user uses 344 requests per day. That's not a lot, I think. I mean,
it depends on how many users. That's like per person, it's not too much. But if it's like millions of users, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. It's probably somewhere in here how many has.
I think you have to calculate.
Oh boy. But
I can calculate it while you're going on.
But what he says is that if he only kept subscription users, so not every user on the Apollo app is a subscriber, I guess. So you can pay monthly, but it's like for a few extra functionalities, it's not necessary. But that would cost $250 per month for all those subscribers, and that's double already over the current subscription cost. So, and that's only to, you know, break even, not even like earn something from that. Let's see. It's just insane to charge those amounts for API usage, and it's also, you know, they only announced the pricing, I think, like a month ago. So it was like, well, you have a month to fix this or pay us, otherwise we'll.
That's crazy.
We'll cut it off.
It's like a, I don't know, like a heroin pusher. So like, oh, you got stuck on our stuff now, huh? You want some more? Well, now you got to pay the real deal, boy.
Yeah, they make you addicted, and then they fuck you over, I guess.
Okay, but this just literally means that they're just saying fuck you to the developers of third party apps.
Yeah, I mean, and this is only one case. I mean, all the other apps will also cease to exist because no one's going to pay these amounts of, you know, money to Reddit to keep their apps because it's not sustainable for anyone. What also is happening a lot, or was talked about a lot, specifically for Twitter, is that the reason for these, you know, pricing you know, increases, or even like pricing in general, is that they want to reduce the amount of bots that misuse the API.
Mm-hmm.
It's still not a, you know, it's still a bad excuse because, you know, it's still overpriced. As in, you could charge way less, and then you already filter out all the bots or like the misuse on the platforms. Like, it doesn't have to be these crazy amounts of money to filter out those bots. So this sounds more like a way to try and force out all the third-party apps and make you use the native app.
Yeah.
So for Reddit, for example, they have a native app and it's terrible. But also they use a lot of advertisements everywhere. So that's how they earn a lot of money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all these third-party apps don't have any advertisements, and they might have subscriptions for specific functionalities.
Yes.
But of course, all that money is not going to Reddit. So
yeah. But it's also they don't ask for a lot of money anyway, those third-party apps.
No, again, like
they just want to have like something to keep up the app and some extra money for maybe like one salary or something.
Yeah.
It's not like they're you know, force. Okay, so people choose to make third-party apps because they notice that the native apps are kind of garbage.
Yeah.
And they spend a lot of like development time. They it's like a living they make out of it, but mm-hmm. also it's a lot of work, and it's also a passion project kind of.
Yeah.
I think because Reddit's community is great, but Reddit's platform is Garbo.
Yes.
So people are like, let's keep the community at the same place on Reddit, but let's change the platform.
Yeah, we'll change the bad part about it.
Yeah, so the API and keeps the original like data. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like the whole platform still functions. Functionally, it still works.
Yeah,
but the environment is different because of the third party application. They choose to style it differently. They choose to preview posts differently. Like images and stuff would probably load better,
yeah,
faster.
For example, the video player in native Reddit is like unusable.
Yes,
it's terrible. True. So
it like buffers and it doesn't. You cannot.
It's
reload it and stuff.
Like I can't imagine why. Like how can you mess something like that up?
Oh man,
this badly. But
yeah. So yeah, like people choose to make these third-party applications to help people, you know, stay on Reddit
mm-hmm.
and to keep the communities alive.
Yeah.
Because honestly, like Reddit's new website, like new design.
Yeah.
It's not new anymore, but like
sure.
It still is the new design. I cannot use it. My computer freezes, literally. It crashes my browser sometimes.
Yeah.
It's so heavy. And like, it's not... functionally it's not as good as the previous one.
Yeah.
And it looks nicer, I guess.
Sure. Yeah.
But that's not why we use Reddit. We use it to consume the posts, the articles.
Yeah, and I think like it's the same with Twitter, I guess, but like Reddit, the big like mm-hmm. how do you call that? The big feature of Reddit was that it's a really light and, you know, like also visually, it was really simple and clear. And, you know, it was just a fast way to you know, read,
mm-hmm.
You know, articles or whatever, posts.
Yeah.
And with all these like extra styling fluff and, I don't know, the really annoying loading and just everything.
And the ads.
The ads, yeah. It's just, it makes everything harder for the users. And that's something that all these third-party apps solved.
Yes.
Luckily. And it's, to be honest, the only reason why I am using, or I was using Reddit, because those apps, you know, they existed.
Yep. Yeah. I can imagine, like, it's not fun to be on Reddit's native applications.
No. And it's also the same with Twitter, for me at least. Like, I haven't used Twitter in, like, months or... I even had like 1 or 2 year completely off Twitter, I think. Mm-hmm. But when I used Twitter, I always used Tweetbot because that was like a really basic, minimalistic. It's a
very old school one, right?
Yeah, it is. I think Tweetbot existed for like 13 years or something like that. 13 years. No, not 30. let's see. Oh, 12 plus years. Okay, sure. Yeah,
April 2011.
It's also
dead. It's dead now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh no.
And also like Twitterific, there was also a big one. And it's funny because that's from 2007. And that was made before Twitter made its own iOS app. So there was like the ground, what do you call that? Like the base layer for Twitter.
Yes.
And made Twitter's existence, you know, bigger and possible.
Yep.
And that's also, you know, taken from us.
That's well, crazy.
Yeah.
Isn't that going to hurt Reddit and Twitter?
Well, Twitter is already, of course, a dumpster fire right now because okay. Elon Musk is just being, you know...
Musky.
But yeah, so of course, I always take it with a grain of salt, I guess, but a lot of people are saying, well, if this will happen and third-party apps will shut down,
yep.
I'm going to quit Reddit, you know, because the only reason why I am using Reddit is because those third-party apps, you know, function normally as expected. Yes. So yeah, a lot of people are expecting that the usage of Reddit will drop drastically.
Mm-hmm.
But Reddit itself is saying like, well, it's only 0.3% or something that use Reddit through a third-party app, which I can't believe. So I'm pretty sure they're bullshitting and trying to, you know, downplay it.
Why would they put the price so high if it's only 0.3%? Like, if there's such little demand for it,
yeah,
then it makes no sense to put such a high, exorbitant amount of... Like, the pricing is too high for what it is, first of all. But if it's already like, oh, only very few people use it, and the third-party apps aren't actually, like, the problem why we're losing money.
Exactly, right? If it was 0.3%, they're not losing that, or like, losing any money, or maybe a little bit, but, you know.
You're not losing money because people are on Reddit.
Yeah.
They're using the environment.
Sure. Yeah, but I mean like server costs or, you know, the cost for all the requests and the servers that you have to keep up.
But okay. But I have this strange feeling that people reading and lurking on Reddit are like 90% of Reddit users.
Sure, yeah.
And only like 10% are actively like creating content.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm one of them. I used to like put answer questions and stuff on like web dev, r/web dev.
Uh-huh.
But I would normally not post anything. And I think a lot of people are also just like consume Reddit instead of actually actively provide new content.
In it.
And that's what I'm saying is Reddit is kind of like you have 10, 15% of people who are active on Reddit create content and the rest is all like consuming.
Yeah.
If you give the people who are active on it like tools that are frustrating to use.
Yeah.
And like people who are consuming it tools that are also frustrating to use.
Yeah.
You're going to like create an issue for both parties. Nobody's going to use it anymore. And specifically like power users are people who look for third-party apps to create their experience, like a better experience for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, that's like in general, right? Like third-party apps mostly exist because the native apps don't provide the things that we need.
Yes, and like, for example, I'm probably never gonna install a third-party app because I'm not that much of an avid Reddit user. I check it once, like a few times a week, and then I'm on my computer, on my browser.
Okay.
So, like, the people who are going to use it are probably people who are very active or at least very, like, they rely on Reddit for something or they create content there, they share content. So, if that's going to go away and people are going to be like, ah, Reddit's too much of a hassle, you're going to have less people creating content from one side and less people reading the content.
Yep.
And the whole community will, like, fall apart slowly.
Yeah.
I think like it's not only the fact that third party apps are gonna be, you know, they're just being shit on right now. It's also the fact that the whole community relies on third party apps to be like active.
Yeah.
So if that goes away, the community is just gonna fall apart.
Yeah. So I'm also expecting that to happen. It's also like I wasn't there when it happened, but you know, Dig.
Oh yeah.
Like Dig also died.
But how did they die?
Well, I don't know, but I think it was like almost the same bullshit that's happening right now with Reddit. And all those users from Dig, they fled to Reddit
Mm-hmm. I remember that. The Exodus. The big Exodus.
So, and now Reddit is doing the same trick again. So, I am expecting, to be honest, to, you know, see Reddit's downfall pretty quickly. I think what a lot of people also are kind of seeing or expecting is that I think it has something to do with their one of the owners, or the owners, I guess, of Reddit, are trying to sell it. So they are trying to increase the value of Reddit, and they expect, like, if we lower the costs or, you know, expect money from API calls, we get more money. So they're probably trying to up the price a bit so that it looks more interesting.
They just killed off these third-party apps.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say one thing is decisions like these aren't made on a whim.
No.
They're probably researched, and they know what the you know, the point is where developers are going to be like, nope, we're not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
I swear they did this specifically to hurt third-party app developers.
I mean, it must be. And it's the same with Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can charge excessive amounts of money, but who's going to stay for that?
Yeah.
Who's going to pay, you know, thousands or millions of dollars to use, you know, that's not sustainable.
No. Nope.
Because all those third-party apps don't earn those numbers.
Nope.
So.
And I found out a bit about Dig, by the way. Dig and Reddit were like warring siblings a few years back. Dig was the charming older brother, sending out millions of hits to stories that hit its front page with a lovely Web 2.0 design. Reddit was its scraggly younger sibling, a confusing wall of white text and blue links that sent out far fewer hits. But over time, Dig changed. Redesign after redesign unnerved loyal users. Finally, one new version, V4, was so atrocious that there was a mass exodus from the site altogether. The new site was a disaster, both visually and content-wise, as sponsored links were thrust onto the front page and users felt like they were being packaged and sold to companies.
It's the same with Reddit, right? Yeah. You also have sponsored posts.
Yep.
Or like posts that look like they're, you know, real, but then it's sponsored.
Yep. Yeah. I sometimes read the title and I'm like, wait, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, it's a sponsored post.
Yeah, especially when it's like a specific type of image in there. I'm like, wait, this is... And then, you know, you look a bit better and then it's somewhere it says sponsored, I guess. But it's just, it's scummy, dude.
That's not the only thing. It's the redesigns, dude.
Yeah.
Like...
I mean, this happens a lot, though, with like these big web apps, right?
Yep.
It's just one giant redesign fiasco. They're always just trying stuff. And instead of, like, I don't know, testing it well before implementing it, it's like we're guinea pigs. We're all just, you know, trying to
They don't revert back. They just keep on going further and further and further. And eventually it's like, where am I even? This is not Reddit.
Well, and also, like, they introduce a new thing that doesn't work properly. They keep it, they don't revert, they just keep it.
Yep.
And then after a while, they fix it, or they don't, but they might fix it. But in the meantime, like, 10 other issues are introduced again. Yep. So it's just...
Sounds very familiar to a lot of other development companies.
Yeah.
I think, is this like a phenomenon, like the like expansion, like the incorrect growth phenomenon or something? Like, I want to give it a name, a scientific name, where companies make wrong decisions once they like exceed a certain amount of popularity.
Yeah.
It's weird. Why does this keep happening?
Yeah.
Is it like the... Maybe like internally there's a lot of changes, like other managers, other people?
Probably, yeah. I don't know. I think one of the biggest issues, but that's just issues in life, right? Mm-hmm. Is that companies want to earn more money.
Issues in life.
Yeah.
What if we just abolish money and people don't work for money anymore? We just have a base salary.
Or we trade like seashells with each other.
She sells. Okay, I can't even do it.
She sells seashells.
Seashore. Oh God, I'm not even going to attempt it. Honestly, this is another topic, but like the incentive for more money is really bad for most communities.
Yeah.
And it stems maybe from like the feeling of being unequal. So like,
sure, yeah,
and greed, yeah, of course, greed.
Yeah, I wanted to say, I don't think it's inequality. I think it's greed, to be honest.
Yeah,
it's
like, but like,
that's always been a thing with companies, right? Yeah. They earn money, and it's like, it always has to go up.
Yes,
you know, that line has always.
It's not, yeah.
It's never like, oh, it's, you know, it's stable. We're sustaining, yeah. No, no one cares about that. They want it to go up. So
if you don't show green numbers,
yeah, exactly.
It's not a good year, a good month, good year, a good week, whatever.
Yeah. So yeah, like eventually you have to do these kind of things to make it go up.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like it's self-destructive behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you are a company and you're like, we need more money. Let's just, you know, force the third-party app developers to spend millions of dollars, even though they are not going to be able to do that. Like, in what world is that a positive thing? Unless they think like, oh, maybe 50% will be driven back to the native app and then we'll get some advertisement.
Yeah. So that's the one possibility, right?
Yeah.
But I'm like, especially the way it's handled right now, I can't imagine that people are very open and acceptable to switching to the Reddit native app, for example. And also, you know, they use the third-party app for a reason, right? Because the native app is crap. So
yep. It's like going back to your ex, even though you've had better. You're like, why would I even go back? I don't know if it's a good metaphor. Well,
interesting metaphor, but sure, yeah.
It's the same feeling. Like, it doesn't leave a good taste in your mouth if you think about it.
Well, you know it's shit, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want to go back, but you might have to.
No, you don't. That's the point.
Well, yeah.
That's
sure.
the point. Like, sure. Why would you go back to your ex? I would rather be alone. I would rather not have Reddit's garbage app.
And again, it's the same with Twitter. That's like also most third-party apps, or I think all, like, well, not all, but maybe there are some, I guess, but also shut down because of the pricing. And let's see.
Yeah, saying, show me some numbers.
Yeah, let's give some numbers. So Twitter was... They had tiers starting at $500,000 a year.
Starting?
Yes, starting.
What the
For access to 0.3% of the company's tweets. So it's like only 0.3% of the whole like Twitter catalog or like what's available on Twitter for $500,000 a year.
What kind of company will earn enough to...
to pay those amounts of...
Yes.
No one, right?
I'm confused.
I'm also like thinking like, I know for Twitter, for example, maybe for Reddit too, you know, like scientific... There exist scientific, you know, organizations that use Twitter for, you know, analyzing behavior and stuff like
sure.
that. They also don't have those amounts of money, right?
No. Like... That's an exorbitant amount, like an amount that you just expect from, I don't know, if you're actually like getting tons of money from using the API.
Yeah, but that's not the case because, you know, all those third-party apps, their business model is not, you know, big amounts of subscriptions per month. So
I'm really curious what companies behind the scenes are still going to be using.
Yeah.
The red, like, that's also a red flag, actually.
Yeah,
like companies that can afford that are kind of scary.
Sure,
because how can you make enough money to pay off Twitter?
I'm pretty sure,
unless you're like selling people's like personal data or stuff like that.
Maybe, but I mean, to be honest, like you shouldn't use Twitter anyway nowadays. So that's already one less platform to, you know,
to end this topic for now. Because I kind of want to like, I'm getting depressed. To end this topic, what do we do? Like, what do we switch to from Twitter?
I don't know. I haven't seen a replacement. I know a lot of people use Mastodon, I guess.
Mastodon, yeah.
Like, I'm really confused by by Mastodon.
It's decentralized, which is an issue.
I don't know. It's like, it's not the same and it doesn't work.
Have you tried it?
Kind of, but again, I think it's a bit messy, and it doesn't necessarily do what I want it to do.
Yeah, I think there's something off about like the technical aspect of how Mastodon is set up.
Hmm.
In theory, it will work, but in practice, it will be messy and it will have like syncing issues because it's decentralized, so it has to like sync with each other.
Hmm.
And there's like communities hosted on specific Mastodon servers,
oh.
And some of them will be like private. Some of them will be like inaccessible for other Mastodon communities,
hmm.
unless you're on that server. It's kind of an interesting technical thing.
Sure.
So I'm curious. I'm gonna try it out.
Like I don't know enough about Mastodon to to also say correct information. But for me, what the big thing was, like it's a long time ago, I guess. But when Twitter initially started, the main appeal for me was that I could follow people that I was interested in, yep. Right? So like developers, designers, or companies, and I follow them to get their insights in life or like mm-hmm. tips in specific things. And with Mastodon, you have like groups or communities, I guess,
yeah.
where you are subscribed to, I guess, and that's kind of how it works, I think. Mm-hmm. But that's not the same as adding personal, private people to
yeah.
your list and follow yeah. them. It's like you have to really commit to, a specific group of people.
That's interesting.
So,
because in most media, like I would say like Reddit is also like a media sharing
yeah.
community, like an article of text is also media in this case, mm. I guess. But they're like communities, sure. Mm. You have like topics nowadays as well,
yeah.
like in a lot of other apps like YouTube, you have like topics. In Spotify, you have like a radio of like specific artists. But yeah. imagine not being able to follow a specific artist on Spotify.
But you have to follow
the genre.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, it's like that.
What?
Yeah,
like what I was trying to say is most like original content producing people mm-hmm. on the internet are a single account.
Yeah,
and a single account is way easier to follow. Like it makes sense. You're following an account.
Yeah. So again, I'm not sure. Like I've only scratched like the surface a bit of Mastodon.
Yeah.
But what I think it is that like let's say I create like
yeah.
a Mastodon. I don't know how you call those groups, servers, whatever.
Yeah.
But the problem is that in that group there are multiple people, I think, that can post.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's not the same quality, not the same content, not the same person, yeah. not the same perspective.
Exactly.
It's not like, so you can follow a group at least?
I think
you can be like part of a group?
Yeah, you can edit, I guess, and then yeah. you get like all those, I don't know how it works again, yeah. but it feels like...
It should be more granular.
It's more like a Reddit where you have like communities or groups yes. which you can join and, follow instead of like more like Facebook, for example, where you add like specific people to your list and read their yeah. information.
Also, like most social media, is like it gives people like a platform to speak on.
Mm-hmm.
But what if in a new platform, like it's taking a while. Like I haven't switched to Mastodon.
Yeah.
But what if like all your people you're interested in aren't on Mastodon? Like why would you switch then?
Yeah.
That's also a thing is. As long as the communities aren't moving to a different platform, then there's also no reason to even try it,
Like, yeah. Well, for me, the reason why I didn't try it is because it doesn't do what I want it to do anymore. Yeah. It's a different functionality.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it kind of sucks because a lot of people on Twitter, for example, yeah. I follow because I'm really interested in their opinions about,
yep.
Development or design. And I'll lose those posts mm-hmm. and information right now. There's no replacement. So
yep.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think like the number one point that if I'm looking up like Mastodon is people are really unhappy about the user experience,
mm.
the UX with like picking servers.
Yeah, exactly.
Or groups.
That's
and how do you like see messages from everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you find and search people and accounts?
And I think also the problem with grouping people is yes. that you create like echo chambers of yes. specific types of groups,
Yeah. It's not a democracy at that point with yeah. like, every group has its own little community. but the communities aren't competing with each other for being popular. Like on Reddit, you can do like sort of unpopular.
Yeah.
And you'll see like news from around the world.
Yeah.
Sometimes like subreddits that are, I don't know, random Azerbaijan or something comes up because something happened there. And people around the world like see it and post it, like upvote it, I guess.
Yeah. But you, what you mean is like that's a way to discover new interesting things that you wouldn't find otherwise.
Right? It's also a democracy in that way where all like
good posts or information gets, you know, upped and more visible.
Yeah, but it's also from every type of topic. Every type of community can have a platform at the popular and it gets discovered. And if you have groups and you can't like discover other groups directly, like you have to look for it.
You have to specifically look for exactly.
Then it's not the same. It doesn't serve the same function.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a platform for everyone. It's a platform for that group.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want a different group, you go to a different group. But
yeah. And also like, I'm not sure, but if you are in like a group about a specific topic, for example, and you don't want to talk about that specific topic.
Yeah.
What? Do you have to switch groups? Like, can you talk about other stuff than what the group was specifically made for?
I think you're supposed to have multiple groups, but that's the whole thing. It's like, technically, it's very complicated.
But that's annoying, right?
Yeah.
It's just, the thing with Twitter, for example, was that you can just, you know, fart into the internet space.
Yep. Like, for example, if I sort the most popular posts from last month, there's like random things like Reddit legends, Bad Luck Brian and Doge meet in Japan.
Fun.
My friend's cat got shaved at the vet and now she looks like a game of exquisite corpse.
Excuse me?
What? But there's also things like Belgrade right now. Government media claim there's only a handful of people protesting and there's a picture and like proof that there's hundreds of people protesting. Or like there's a lot of memes, but there's also like things that are important happening in the world.
Yeah.
Funny things like this restaurant named Thai food near me. So when you search,
I've seen that,
but also like a rabies vaccine that is airdropped in the woods for raccoons to eat.
I've also seen it. Yeah.
Like, just random things, but they're fun.
Yeah.
There's like sports, politics.
Mm-hmm.
Sports, politics, like world news.
Yeah.
I don't know, like protests.
It gives you insight into like corners of the internet or like information that you wouldn't otherwise find. Yeah.
And as long as that's not available, like a place where all the communities can battle it up for like, it's kind of like, that's what democracy is about, in my opinion. It's like people vote on what they think is important.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're like in an echo chamber of a group, as you said, what's the whole point of that whole platform?
Yeah, I think it's like the same with, you know, Trump had one of those Twitter-like platforms, right?
Yes.
And that's also like a platform where it's just the same bunch of people, you know, being racist, racist Nazis.
Truth Social. Truth Social.
Is it like, I don't get the point of those types of communities, to be honest. Like, for me,
honestly,
at least,
it sounds like a forum.
Yeah, exactly. But that's like, for me, that's not the point of those platforms or like Twitter, for example.
Social media is not about being a forum because a forum has a topic.
Yeah.
Or a theme.
Yeah.
Social media is about not having a theme and things that are interesting / important.
Yeah, for you or perhaps other people that you can share or like, you know, view.
It's a different function and I feel like people just don't understand how social media works.
Yeah.
Like what actual social media is about and how intricate it is to, you know, find a balance between like public posts that can get popular and how do you like discover them?
Yeah.
It's a very important aspect of social media.
Yeah.
And if there's another thing is like social media has to have an open space where all types of people can communicate. Because if you don't have that friction of like people agreeing and disagreeing, then there's no reason to post it.
No.
Because everybody already agrees. So what, okay, here you go, have a like, well done.
Yeah, it's just like a giant, I don't know, a dump of the same over and over again. Yep. Yeah. Like Twitter is, or was at least, a place where you can discuss and, you know, discover, I guess.
Yep.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's a thing. I don't know where people will move to or if they will move eventually.
Yep.
They're both different issues right now, as in I think still a lot of people will use Reddit, for example, but
yeah, I think so. I'll still be using the old version as long as it's alive.
Sure, yeah. and for Twitter, like, I think we should all stop using it because, well, you know, I at least don't want to support this man that bought Twitter and is ruining it. So, but there's no alternative as far as I know, like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook.
TikTok's also a weird... It's
all a mess.
Yes.
Right now. So, I don't know. Maybe maybe we should build something. That's what a lot of, I don't know, simpler people will say, I guess.
Yeah.
It's not that simple. Like, social platforms is really complex and difficult to, you know...
But the base is simple.
The base is simple, yeah. But it's like the users. That's like the whole point of those platforms. That's the hard part.
It would be a cool like research project, like both technology and like complexity wise, but also like
server wise. That's
server wise, but also like the social part of it is very interesting.
Yeah.
How do you like grow a new social media community?
Yeah.
Interesting. Maybe for two devs.
Whoa.
Two devs start a new social media platform.
Two devs build Twitter. Yeah.
Honestly, Twitter is probably the easiest
probably.
To build from all the platforms.
Yeah.
Because it didn't even have an edit function for like 10 years or something.
Yeah, I was thinking like, when was the time they finally added that? But that was like, I don't know, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
In its long existence. Yeah. For some reason, that was hard. But we'll wrap it up, I guess, for now.
Mm-hmm.
If you know any platforms that are like, you know, replacements or possible replacements, let us know.
Oh, I would love to have the feeling of like, man, like DeviantArt back in the day, or
yeah, exactly.
Facebook even back in the day, or like Hives for the Dutch people.
Yeah, Hives. Ooh.
I just want something a bit less giant, a bit less scary, a bit less ominous, like Facebook.
Ooh.
It's scary, dude.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know what the heck's going on. It's like I want a more local, more European based.
Sure, probably more safe. Platform. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I would really like to hear that if you know anyone, anything.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. It's like, I don't know, it kind of bled out everything, like Facebook and Instagram. Instagram not, I guess, but like Facebook and what is it called again? Hives?
Hives. That one's...
Like all those social platforms are just like bleeding out right now, I think.
Hives was long dead.
Hives is long dead. I mean, yeah, sure, but I remember the time when we switched from Hives to Facebook, right? Yes. And now I think Facebook is also slowly dying right now, so...
Hives is just games now, by the way. Hives games.
Nice.
Pretty funny. Same logo.
So, let us know. We would love to find something better.
If you have an alternative or a better option, please let us know.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Yes, and I hope we see you next time on Error Code Coffee again.
Bye-bye.